B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yom Daf Tezayin. We're going to start 20 lines from the top of the Omud. Just a brief introduction to get back into the sugya. We saw in a previous Gemara on Daf Yudalad Omud Beis, where the Gemara asked a contradiction between what seems to say in our Mishnah on Daf Yudalad Omud Aleph, that the Ketores was before the Hatovas Aneiris, and elsewhere we find in Mishnayos, in Tomid, the other way round, and the Gemara, one of the ways that the Gemara answered it was to say that, and that's actually the Maskona, it was just a discussion which way around, to say that if you have two contradicting Mishnayos, one follows one Tana, one follows another Tana. And in that case, it was Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpeh and the Chachomim. And then on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud, the Gemara brought another example, a similar example to that, where we found a machlokes between two Mishnayos, a Mishnah in Maseches Tomid and a Mishnah in Maseches Midos, as to the positioning, which of the four chambers in the Ezras Noshim was the one where the lambs were kept. In one Mishnah, in the Mishnah in Tomid, it says that the lambs were kept in the Ma'ariv Tzofin. The Mishnah in Midos says it was in Ma'ariv Dorim, a seeming contradiction. And we saw one answer of Huna at the top of Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, said that, in the same as we said before, we're saying here, we'll say that the Mishnayos, the anonymous Mishnayos in Maseches Midos are Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, and the anonymous Mishnayos in Maseches Tomid will be the Chachomim who argue with Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. And that is where we're up to now, where we determined, or we tried, Rav Huna tried to explain the contradiction by saying that the Mishnah in Midos, where the Mishnah says that the Lishkas HaTloim was on the Ma'ariv Dorim, is following Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. And now the Gemara says, Hochanami Mistabra, we're going to bring proof that it's probable that the Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, that the anonymous Mishnayos in Maseches Midos indeed follow Reb Elezer ben Yaakov's opinion. Titnan we learnt in Maseches Midos as follows. Kol haksolim shehoyu shom. All the walls that were in Harabais and within were all hoyu gvoihin. They were tall. They were very, very tall walls. Chutz mi kaisel mizrachi. Besides for the kaisel, the wall on the mizrach, on the east side of the Harabais, which was the one facing the entrance of the Beis Hamikdash, and all the entrances actually that could see right into the Heichal, all those entrances which were in line, that wall on the east, on the Mizrach of the Harabais, was much lower. Why? Why did that wall have to be lower? Because there was a mountain next to Harabais, which was the Har HaMishcha, or also known as Har HaZeisim, and the Kohen Gadol, who would burn the Por Aduma, would stand on Har HaZeisim, and we learn from a Pasuk that when he sprinkles the blood, he has to do it facing the Heichal. He has to actually see into the Heichal. And if you're going to have a tall wall on the Mizrach of the Har HaBayis, you're not going to be able to see in. And therefore the wall had to be lowered, and that way the Kohen who was standing on the Har HaMishcha could see right in. And we're about to see exactly the dynamics of what's going on here. Shakoina Serif Zaporo Imid Baramishcha. He was standing on Haramishcha, Umachavin, and he would be facing Varoya Kneged Pischish El Heichal, the entrance of the Heichal, Bishas Hazoas Hadam, whilst he was sprinkling the blood towards the Mairiv, towards the Heichal. Utnan. And in order to understand the sequence of the following Mishnayos, we have to imagine what's going on here. We have the Har HaZeisim, Har HaMishcha, which was a mountain. You have Har HaBayis, which was a mountain, which means as you go higher up Har HaBayis, the floor level was raised, was higher, as with going up on a mountain. The Beis HaMikdash itself was not all areas were the same level. The first area, which was the area of the Chel, that was the lower down, that was beyond. We'll soon see that was beyond this Mizrach wall of Har HaBayis. There was one area, and then there were steps going up to the Ezras Noshim, and more steps going up to the Ezras Yisrael, and more steps going up to the Ezras Kohanim, and then more steps going up into the Ulam, which means that the floor of the Ulam was considerably raised above the floor of the Har HaBayis before the outside the Beis HaMikdash. We'll soon see how raised it was. And the question is that all the doorways themselves, the entranceways, were 20 amos. That's how much the height of all the doorways were. The question is whether, why couldn't the person on Har HaMishcha look through the doorways and see right into the floor of the ulam, the floor of the heichal, which was considerably raised. So the person standing high up on Har HaMishcha should be able to see straight through all the doorways into the heichal. However, that's going to pose a problem. We'll soon see. That depends how much the heichal was raised. If the heichal was raised more than 20 amos, then you wouldn't be able to see through the doors because it was the entranceway of that door, of all the doors, and let's take the door in the Mizrach of the Har HaBayis, the one we're talking about now. If that outermost door is only 20 amos high, the inside of the door, the wall, was very high, but the opening was only 20 amos, if we can assume that the floor of the Heichal was more than 20 amos raised from that point, then even looking through that door, you won't be able to see the Heichal, the Ulam. You won't be able to see it because it's raised too much. So if that's the case, we would understand why that wall, why it has to be lowered so that the Kohen can see over the wall into the Heichal. However, if we say that the area that's raised, that the Heichal was raised above the ground of the Har HaBayis outside the Beis HaMikdash, was raised less than 20 amos, then there would be no reason to lower that wall. You would be able to look straight through that doorway. And that's going to be the discussion. Here the Mishnah we just saw now says, Kol HaKsolim, all the walls were high besides for that Kosel Mizrahi, which had to be lowered in order that the Kohen could look through. And now we're going to see a whole sequence of Mishnayos, and then afterwards we're going to see the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. There's going to be Machloikas, Chachomim and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, how high, how much the Heichal was raised above the Har HaBayis. And it's only according to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov that the Heichal is actually raised more than 20 amos. And then we're going to deduce from there that this Mishnah that says, the anonymous Mishnah that says that the wall of the Kosel Mizrahi has to be lowered is Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Because the Chachomim who argue Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, they're going to say that the Heichal is less than 20 amos off the ground, and off the ground, the height of the Har HaBayis, in which case, according to the Chachomim, it would not be necessary to lower the wall of the Kosel Mizrahi. That is going to be the proof the Gemara is going to bring now. Let's see this inside. Utnan, we learned the second wide line. Utnan, we learned in the Mishnah. This is all in Maseches Midos. Kol ha-psochim shahayu sham, all the openings of the doorways, goivhon esrim amo, v'roichvon eser amos. There were 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. Utnan, another Mishnah we learned. Lifnim mimenu, within, that means the outermost wall was the wall of the Mizrach of the Har HaBayis, which we discussed before. Inside it, which is now starting the compound of the Beis HaMikdosh, was the Seirig. The Seirig was a low, thin wall of mesh wood. That was the Seirig. Utnan, we learnt, Ulifnim mimenu, inside, within this Seirig, was an area called Hachel. It was called the Chel. Ese Amos, it was 10 Amos. Wide, the distance between the Chel and the wall of the Azara was 10 Amos. And within this 10 Amos, Ushtemestre Mailois Hoyusham, there were 12 steps in this Chel running, leading up to the Ezras Noshim. Rum Mailo, Chetzi Amo. The height of every single step was half an Amo. Veshilcho, the depth of every step, Chetzi Amo, was half an Amo. So if you have here 12 steps going from the Chel into the Ezras Noshim, then we know that the Ezras Noshim was 6 amos raised above the area of the Chel, which was the lowermost part. The Chel was flashed with the wall of the Har HaBayis. And then that was the Ezras Noshim, which was a large area. And then there was Tesvov Mailois. There were another 15 steps, Oilois Mitoicha, that go up from the Ezras Noshim, Hayordois Mi Ezras Yisrael Ezras Noshim, steps between the Ezras Noshim, an outer courtyard, and the Ezras Yisrael, which is the first part of the Azara proper. That's where the Shar Nikonor was. There were 15 steps going up. And Rum Mailo, the height of every step was Chetzi Amo. So how much are 15 steps? That's raised another 7.5 Amos above the Ezras Noshim was the Ezras Yisrael. V'shilcho Chetzi Amo, and the depth of every step was half an amma. But none we learnt in another Mishnah. So now we're already in the, we're now in the Azorah, in the Azorah proper. Utnanam we learned Bein Ha'ulam LaMizbeach. We've skipped one stage, we'll get there soon, but because there's going to be another step which we're going to get to. But now we're in the Azorah, between the Azorah and the Ulam. The Ulam was this hallway and opening into the Heichal. Between Bein Ha'ulam VeLaMizbeach, the distance between the Ulam and the Mizbeach was Chof Beis Amma, was 22 Amis. And that's where the Kiyor was. There were a couple of tables there. Ushteim Esrei Mailus, there were 12 big steps going up, Hoyusham, that were going up from the area of the Azara, the area that we would know as the Ezras Kehanim and beyond, and going up into the Ulam and the Heichal. Ulam and the Heichal were on the same level. Ushteim Esrei Mailus Hoyusham, Rum Mailu Chetzi Amo, the height of every step was half an Amo, Veshilcho Chetzi Amo, which means that the Ulam with the Heichal was another 6 Amas above the Azara. And the Azara was 7.5 Amas above the Ezras Noshim. And the Ezras Noshim was 6 Amas above the Chel. So that's where we are so far. So how many Amas are we off the ground? So far the height is 19.5 Amas. Utnan. And now we learnt in another Mishnah. And this is the game changer. Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Ma'ila Hoysa Shom, there was another step. We said that between the Ezras Noshim and the Ezras Yisrael, there were some steps. There was 15 steps there. And then you're in the area of the Azara. The Ezras Yisrael was only 11 Amos wide, and then there was an Ezras Kohanim. Yisrael was not allowed to go beyond that. There was another 11 Amos till the Mizbeach. And Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov says, Ma'ila Hois Hashem, there was a step there. At the end of the Ezras Yisrael, there was another step in the middle of the Azara, going across the entire Azara. The Gavoya Amo, it was the height of this one step, was a whole Amo. V'ducha noson olel, there's a platform over there. Uboi sholish mailus shel chetzi chetzi amo. And there were 3 steps of half an amma each to go up onto the platform. But we're not now going into the platform. Rashi understands that this platform is, we do not need to worry about the height of this platform because there were steps going up, steps going down. It didn't raise the entire Azara. But there was one step there which raised the entire Azara by an extra amma, according to Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. These are all the Mishnayos. And now the Gemara is making a basic calculation. If that first Mishnah that said that you have to lower the wall of the Kaisel Mizrahi, then according to Rebbe Elezer, if that's Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, then I understand very well. We understand because according to Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, the height of the Heichal was 20.5 Amos above the height of the Harabais. And therefore, it's not possible to see through the door because the entranceway was only 20 amas high and the floor of the Heichal was higher than that. So you have to see over the door, over the wall, and therefore the wall had to be lowered. Eloi Amras Rabbonon, if you're going to say, not like we're suggesting, if you're going to say that the Mishnayos, the anonymous Mishnayos are the Rabbonon, not Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, Ha'ika Palga de Amsa, you've got an extra half an amma within the area of the doorway to Mischazile Pischa Begavedi. You can see the opening of the Heichal through it, because we said that without the extra amma of Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, you've only got 19.5 amas raised where the Heichal is above the Harabais, and the entrance of that Mizrach wall, of that Mizrach entranceway is 20 amas high. You can look straight through it and you'll see the Heichal. Elolav Shema Minor Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. This is the proof that the anonymous Mishnayos in Maseches Midos are Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. Says Rebbe Adva Omar, maybe not. It could be Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, but it could be a different opinion. Because there's one thing that we didn't yet mention. There's this big whopping Mizbeach that was in the Azara. And we know that the Mizbeach, in and of itself, the Mizbeach was very tall. The Mizbeach, without the corners, because you can see in between the corners, but the Mizbeach proper was actually 9 Amos high. And where was the Mizbeach standing? On the floor of the Ezras Kohanim, in the Azara. So let's say we don't hold of Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, and we just hold of the Chachomim, where the Chachomim say that the Azara was 13.5 Amos off the Harabais. We said that there was 6 Amos up, where the Ezras Noshim was above the Chel, and then there was another 7.5 amis into the Azorah. So you're 13.5 amis, and then you have the Mizbeach itself, which is 9 amis above. You're going to have the Mizbeach towering 22.5 amis above the area of the Har HaBayis. So if, according to the opinion that the Mizbeach was standing exactly opposite the doorway of the Heichal, then we can understand, even according to the Chachomim, we'll say that they didn't have the extra step there. Not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but we still need to lower the wall of the Kotel Mizrahi, because even if the, according to the Chachomim, that the Azorah itself was an Amah lower than Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion, you still can't see into the Heichal because the Mizbeach is in the way. So how do you know it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Maybe the anonymous Mishnayos are the Rabbonon, and we follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that the Mizbeach was interrupting, and that's why you had to lower the wall in order to be able to see above the wall into the Heichal. Rabbi Ada ba'ava Omar, homani Rabbi Yehuda, it could be Rabbi Yehuda the Tanya. We learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaMizbeach Mumutz, the Mizbeach was positioned exactly, V'oimed, or standing exactly positioned, Be'emtza Azara, in the middle of the Azara. And we know that the Heichal was also positioned in the middle of the Azara. So if the Mizbeach, without the ramp, the Mizbeach proper was standing exactly in the middle of the Azara, it would interrupt from the Kohen, who's standing on Har HaBayis, on Har HaZeisim, on Har HaMishcha, to see into the Heichal. We know that the Mizbeach itself was 32 amos wide. 10 amos, the middle 10 amos of the Mizbeach, was covering the entrance of the Heichal. And then on each side was protruding. That means the Mizbeach was wider than the entrance of the Heichal, 11 amos on each side. Yud Aleph Amol Atzofin, Yud Aleph Amol Adorim, 11 amos on each side. Because the entranceway of the Heichal was 10 amis. The Heichal itself, once you got into the Heichal was 20 amis wide. And then the walls of the Heichal itself were 6 amis wide. And then beyond that, there was still some ta'im, there were some chambers, there was a whole structure there. We're not going into that now. But that means, so we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 32 amis of the Mizbeach covered up the entrance of the Heichal, the whole width of the Heichal, and covered over the thickness of the walls of the Heichal. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would make sense that you have to lower the Kotel Mizrahi to be able to see into the Heichal. And then you don't have any proof that the anonymous Mishnayos are Elazar ben Yaakov. Says the Gemara, I have an issue with that. I'll prove to you that the anonymous Mishnayos in Maseches Midos are not Rabbi Yehuda. V'yitzal k'daitoch Midos Rabbi Yehuda here. Are you going to say the anonymous Mishnayos are Rabbi Yehuda? Mizbeach be'emtza Azorah mi mishkachas lei? If you learn the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos, you'll see that the Mizbeach was not positioned exactly facing and opposite the entranceway. You'll see that the Mizbeach was actually much moved over to the Dorim, and according to those Mishnayos, there was plenty space to see next to the Mizbeach on the off inside of the Mizbeach, you could see straight in to the Heichal. The Mizbeach wasn't covering the whole thing. And even if the Mizbeach was somewhat covering it, we know that there was an area of the upper part of the Mizbeach, the top 3 amas of the Mizbeach, was an amma shorter on each side than the lower, than the base, or than the part below it. And therefore, according to all opinions, there was space you would be able to see beyond the Mizbeach. The lower part of the Mizbeach, which was wider, was in any case covered by the 6 amis, the 12 steps going up from the Azara into the Ulam, into the Heichal. But the top part of the Mizbeach, which was a little bit narrower, you could see straight in. That's what's going to be apparent, according to the Mishnayos, in Tomid, as we're about to see. Vatnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, not in Talmud, in Midos, sorry. We learned in the Mishnah in Midos. Kol ha'azara ha'isa oirech mea u'shmoinim v'sheva al roichav mea u'shloishim v'chomish. The Azara itself, which starts from Shar Nikonir, which was the Azara proper, until the back of the Azara, the mayor of most point on the inside of the Azara, was 187 amis long and 135 amis wide. Min ha'mizrach le'mayriv, from Mizrach to Meiriv, was Mea Oshmoinim Vasheva, 187 Amis. And what was there? Mokim Drisa Thragle Yisrael Yud Aleph Amod. As we said before, the Ezras Yisrael, as you come up those 15 steps up from the Ezras Noshim into the Ezras Yisrael, you had the Ezra Sisrael itself was 11 amis. And then Mokim Drisas Ragle Kohanim, then there was another 11 amis, Yud Aleph Amo, where the Kohanim could walk. And then there was the Mizbeach itself, Shloshim Ushtaim, which was 32 amis square. And then Beina Ulam La Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, was another Esrim Ushtaim. And then the Ulam, which was the opening into the Heichal, Vahechal, that whole structure, which included the Ulam, it included the Heichal, included the wall between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the thickness of the walls behind, all that was Kuf Amo, was 100 Amis, and behind the Heichal, Yud Aleph Amo, Achere Beis HaKapeires, behind the Kodesh Kedoshim, there was another 11 Amos space, all that together was 187 Amis of the Azara. Min Adorim Letzofim, Meo Shleishim Achomish. And this is what's important to us. We want to know where the Mizbeach was positioned between Tzofin and Dorim. So we know that the entire area inside was 135 Amis. And let's work it out. And before we see inside, we have to get the picture right. I've got a diagram facing me. It would be a good idea if all of you did as well. So let's start on the Dorim side. When you come in, it's on the right. Dorim is south, but it's the right-hand side. When you come in, we'll call it Dorim. So what did we have? We first had there was a space between the Dorim wall, the inner wall of the Azara, and the beginning of the ramp. Then you had the length of the ramp. Then you had the Mizbeach. Then you had a bit of space. And then you had Tabois. You had those rings on the floor where they would tie the, they would bind the animals down. When shechting them, they would hold them down using these rings. And then there was again a space. And then there were some tables. And then there was again a space, and then there were some little pillars, nanosim they're called, some small pillars, and then there was some more space, and that was it. You've reached the tzofin wall of the Azara. And we have to now see how much space all these things took and where they were positioned. So most of the details are going to be mentioned now in this Mishnah, not all of them, and those that are not mentioned are the ones the Gemara is going to have to discuss. So what does it say here? Min Adorim Letzofim Meir Shloishim V'Chomish. So Hakevesh, the ramp, the Gemara did not discuss yet how much gap there was on the Dorim between the wall and the Kevesh. And it's a very, very important piece of information because that's what's actually going to determine how far the Mizbeach was towards the Tzofim and whether it was actually covering the entire entrance of the Ulam or not. But the Kevesh itself, v'hamizbeach, with the Mizbeach, was Shishim Ushtaim. There was 30 Amos was the ramp, and 32 Amos was the Mizbeach proper. Mina Kevesh ul'taboyis from the ramp, from the Mizbeach, so Mina Mizbeach ul'taboyis from the Mizbeach until the rings was Shmoyne Amos, 8 Amos. Mokim ataboyis, the rings themselves, how much space did they take up? Esrim v'arba, 24 Amos. Mina taboyis l'shulchonois, arba. There were 4 Amos between the rings, and the tables. There were some tables there. How wide, how much area did the tables take? The Mishnah does not tell us. Rashi says the reason is because it's psukim, explicit psukim, and taken for granted it was 4 amis. So that's another 4 amis. Min ha-shulchonos l'nanosim, between the tables and these little pillars on which there were hooks where they would hang the animals in order to skin them and remove the insides. There was arba, there were 4. There were another 4 amos between the shulchonos and the nanosim. Min hananosim lakoisel, between these nanosim and the koisel itself, and the wall, well, the koisel azara was another 8 amos. How much space did the nanosim themselves take up? The Mishnah didn't tell us. So there's 2 parts in the whole width of the Beis HaMikdash. There's 2 pieces of information we don't have. Number one, how much space was there between the Dorim wall and the beginning of the ramp? Number two, how much space did the Nanosim themselves take up? So he says, V'hamoisar, the rest, which is 21 amos. If you add up all the numbers here, there'll be 25 left, but we said 4 of them were the table, so you've got 21 left. So the amosar, this 21 that's left, was split, and Rashi assumes, and we're assuming now it was split evenly, bein hakevesh v'lakoisel, half, which is 10 and a half amos, between the wall of the Dorim and the beginning of the ramp, or mokim ananosim, and the nanosim took up half of that, which is also 10 and a half amos. Another Gemara is going to speak out the end of the question. V'yisal kadaitach midois Reb Yehuda hi, if you're going to say that the Mishnayos in Maseches Midois are following Reb Yehuda, mizbeach be'emtza zoro mimishkachas lei, then do we find in this whole Mishnah that we just learnt now, is it clear from here, like Reb Yehuda, that the entire entranceway of the Heichal is completely covered over by the Mizbeach? Haruba de Mizbeach bedorim koi. We just now saw in the whole sequence of the Mishnayos we just learnt now that most of the Mizbeach is actually on the Dorim side of the Azara, and is not completely and entirely covering the entrance of the Heichal. And now it's true that Rabbi Yehuda himself doesn't follow this Mishnah. It's very basic. Rabbi Yehuda says it was exactly in the middle. This Mishnah is clearly not following that. So that in itself would be a proof that the Mishnayos, the anonymous Mishnayos and Midois, are not Rabbi Yehuda. But even if you're not going to look exactly at Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, let's take another opinion that's similar to Rabbi Yehuda, and we're just following Rabbi Yehuda and saying that the reason that the Koisel HaMizrahi had to be lowered was because the Mizbeach was interfering. Well, look at this Mishnah and you'll see clearly that according to the numbers in this Mishnah, the Mizbeach was not altogether interfering with being able to see into the Heichal. It must be Shema Minora Beleza Ben Yaakovi. It must be that the author of that Mishnah, that anonymous Mishnah that says that the walls of the wall of the Koisel Mizrahi had to be lowered, was nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda and the position of the Mizbeach. Rather, it's to do with Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov and the height of the Heichal. That according to Beleza Ben Yaakov, that the Ezras Kehanim was one Amma higher than the Ezras Yisrael, and then the floor level of the Heichal was 20.5 Ammas above Harabais, which is higher than what you could see through the doorway. Therefore, the wall had to be lowered to be able to see above the door. And then what does Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov himself hold? Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov himself holds that the Mizbeach was actually completely on the Dorim, was much further over to the Dorim, and Rashi says, how can you say that the anonymous Mishnah is in Midway? So Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, how are we going to read this Mishnah? And Rashi explains that we're actually going to split those 21 Amos a little bit differently. Instead of having 10.5 between the wall on the Dorim and the Kevesh, and 10.5 for the Nanosim, it's actually going to be 5.5 on the and between the wall and the Kevesh. And then the Mizbeach is moved over an extra 5.5 Amos, and then you've got the entire Mizbeach on the Dorim. And then Rashi says that if you're going to say that those extra 21 Amos do not have to be split exactly 50-50, then maybe we can even work it out according to Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a big arichos here in Rashi, but that's a basic understanding of the Gemara. There's just one point before we close, that if we were to take the calculations of the Mishnayos that we learned here on Tav Tezayin Amud Beis, we would actually realize that the end of the Mizbeach, we said there was 10.5 Amos before the answer of the Gemara. When we're basic reading of the Mishnayos, we said there was 10.5 Amos between the wall of the Dorim and the Kevesh, 30 Amos the Kevesh, 32 Amos was the Mizbeach. How far is that? That's altogether 72.5 Amos from the wall from the Dorim wall till the end of the Mizbeach. Now let's work it out. The Heichal was exactly in the middle of the Azara. How wide was the Azara? 135 Amos. The halfway line is 67.5 Amos. How wide was the door of the Heichal? We said before it was 10 Amos wide. 10 Amos wide means 5 Amos on the Dorim, 5 on the Tzofin, which means that the Tzofinmost area, the door frame, the door post on the Tzofinmost side of the door of the Heichal was actually 72.5 Amos from the Dorim, which was exactly where the end of the Mizbeach was. So if you work out this Mishnah, we actually see the Mizbeach does cover the doorway. What's the Gemara saying? That according to this Mishnah, the Mizbeach is not interrupting the doorway. And this is where Rashi makes the basic calculation, that it's true that the Mizbeach is 32 Amos. But let's remember, the Mizbeach, the base of the Mizbeach, the Yisoid, was 32 Amos. However, the Soivev was an Amma less on each side. And then on top of that, there was the on top of the Soivev was another Amo'in, which means, and in any case, the first six Amos, the Amos Yosoid and the five Amos of the Soiviv, in any case, was lower than the floor of the Heichal, because those six Amos, we said that there were 12 steps going up between the Azara and the Ulam and the Heichal, which means that the Heichal was in any case six Amos raised above the Azara. So the height of the Heichal was exactly flush with the area of the Mizbeach that was only only 30 Amos wide. And that area was only 70 and a half Amos away from the Dorim wall. So you had that gap in between on the Tzofin side of the top of the Mizbeach where you could actually see straight into the Heichal. And then we had a question, according to that, why would you have to lower the wall of the Kosel Mizrahi? And that's what the Gemara answers, because it's following Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that says that the whole Azara was an extra Amma high, and then it doesn't help anything. Because once you say that the Heichal was 20 and a half Amas above the height of Har Abayis, you can't see in because of the height, not because of the Mizbeach. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we can understand why they had to lower the wall of the Kosel Mizrahi to be able to see straight in. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.